Agenda item number 13, Oyster Plant and Ground application by Mr. Mark Sanford. Mr. Stagg?
Morning. Just still morning, barely. Give you some correspondence you just got. You did the package. It is a second letter from the protestant. Explain that and get to the appropriate time. This is a request by Mark Sanford for Worcester Planting Ground in the Lynn Haven River near the mouth of the Eastern Branch. And it is protested, although the protest is somewhat muted now. Guess where we are? Exactly where we were a few minutes ago. Keeling's Drain area. So the application on this map, this is showing the entire sort of Lynn Haven system. Here's Keeling Drain. In this area, and the application is kind of between some islands here in the Keeling Drain area. I'm going to zoom in a little more here. Again, this arrow points down to the application area, which is in red here, a little hard to see. It's just these kind of guts that run around this island. I'll zoom in a little more. And this is the area in question. The area we were just looking at, this is the Davis lease. To the south. This lease that actually touches this is in the name of Dirk Sanford, who's Mark's brother. And then these leases to the inshore are John Meekins' leases. This is that sanctuary that was mentioned, Sanctuary Reef area. That's why it's the lease there. We did receive this application back in 2012. We did not survey it right away in conjunction with Mr. Sanford wanting to wait for some period. Eventually, he wanted to move forward. It was surveyed last August, not 2015 was when it was actually surveyed. As you're aware, we had a hiatus on assigning any ground in Lynn Haven starting in January until just recently. So even though it was surveyed, it was protested. You could not administratively assign it last year. And then we couldn't assign it this year because of the hiatus. Mr. Sanford did inform us recently, fairly recently, he wanted to move forward on this and get a resolution, which is why we're here today. It was properly advertised, and again, it was surveyed August of 2015. We did receive a letter from Lynn Haven River Now, originally protesting the application, and they noted in their letter that their organization basically works to improve water quality in the Lynn Haven, restore oyster reefs and marsh resources, and engage the community in the river's restoration. Well, this particular application in their letter objected to a number of pending applications in the Lynn Haven, but for this one particularly, they noted concern of whether we were going to lease intertidal area, because these are marsh islands, which we believe are state-owned. And also some concerns on the close proximity of leasing to these marsh islands and possible impact on those from oyster activity. They believe the area was too narrow and muddy to grow wild oak-aged oysters. It should be noted that we do not typically lease intertidal areas, although occasionally we have on the eastern shore on state-owned property. We do believe these islands are state-owned. Justin mentioned before Humes Island, which there is a claim of private ownership on that, but that is a different island than these. No one is claiming ownership of these, but believe they're state-owned. However, the survey, we believe, is all subtitle as surveyed, so that addresses the first concern of Lynn Haven River now. The second concern of the close proximity to the marsh, because that question was raised, I did recontact Lynn Haven River now last week, indicating that this was going to be on the agenda, that they still wish to object, and had a conversation with Karen Forget with the group. She seemed satisfied that, you know, it was all subtitled, that addressed one of the concerns. What you'll see in the most recent letter that I just handed out is a reiteration of their concern to some degree, and a statement in there that basically their position is that we should not lease within 5 feet or less of existing marsh for leases, because actually taking oysters in that area could cause additional erosion of the adjacent marsh because you're removing some of the oyster shell resource and live oysters. So anticipating that you were going to ask me a question today of how close are all these corners, and this lease has 30 corners because of the nature of wrapping around the island, I went out there last Thursday at low tide with our commission surveyor. We basically reproduced the survey. We loaded all the corners into our GPS and looked at the vast majority of the corners by actually going to them by the GPS location. A few we didn't go to after we kind of saw the pattern of how this was staked. Mr. Butler, our commission surveyor, is no longer with us, so I can't really ask him direct questions about this survey. But observing it myself, we found one corner that was less than 5 feet from the marsh, and it was about 4 feet. The rest of the corners appear to be at five or more feet from the marsh itself. Now, some of these areas, it's a marsh and then a mud flat area that ebbs out, and then there's the lease corner. So that's the reason why a lot of these corners are not right up against the marsh, because there is a little intertidal or subtidal transitioning in the intertidal mudflat area. I'm comfortable with the survey, the way we surveyed it. I believe it is subtidal. Mr. Sanford may tell you when he comes up here that there's another gut here that he would have liked to have gotten. I did confirm when we were out there that I don't believe there's enough water in that at low tide to be warrant leasing it. There might be a thread of water through it, but it's really not wide enough. There are some oysters here. There are some existing oysters along on this lease. Some of it is muddy bottom. It would be suitable for shelling. It might be problematic on some of these guts if you try to put cages in it, because it is navigable, mostly with a very small boat with a motor at high tide or a kayak most any time. So we might have concerns if you put cages on this, but you could certainly shell it and work it traditional way. Very small lease. He applied for approximately an acre. It turned out my survey to be 0.89 acres. This is just a different graphic representation of it, but this is the area that encompasses the survey. And I just kind of put a box around it so you can see that just this area in these guts. This is the actual plat of survey that was done last year, and it's just been sitting in our office waiting for some action. So it's basically this little strip, this gut, goes around a little island here through this gut and along this area here. Again, these are all Beacons' leases. This is a Sanford lease. This is Dirk Sanford, Mark's brother. So our summary and recommendation is that after evaluating the project and weighing the concerns expressed by Lynn Haven River Now and their updated comments, we conclude that leasing this area is appropriate, and we do recommend leasing the 0.89 acre as surveyed. Happy to answer any questions. I believe the applicant is here. Lynn Haven River Now indicated they would probably not attend, but they did want the letter presented to you.
The letter is part of the record. Questions from the commission, Mr. Ballard.
Do you know why originally on the Meekins lease this area wouldn't have been included?
I don't know that Mr. Meekins really asked to go up in the guts. His leases are traditionally more, bottom leases in open area for the type of work that he does. And like I said, this is probably, some of this is not really appropriate for cages. Meekins does a lot of cage aquaculture. Mr. Sanford does both. He does both on bottom and cage, although in recent months he's indicated he's transitioning out of the cage and going more to, and he can address that if he's changed his mind, but that's probably the reason. And these marsh islands are eroding over time, too. And some of these Meekins leases, even though they have relatively new numbers, some of them are actually older leases that have been transferred over time.
So. Mr. Cedron.
Where's the channel at?
Here's the actual channel that we show. The area we were talking about is actually to the southeast of this that we were just talking about earlier. It is deep here. This would never need dredging, this area, and we don't have any leases here either. But as you go this way is when you start getting into what's really Keeling's Drain, where it transitions from this real deep area to a problematic area that does shoal. But this is nowhere near the channel. The channel's way out here.
I got another question.
Mr. Zedron.
Is there any problem, I'm talking about advertisement-wise, notice, if we started changing our leases to adapt to the situation that we just heard, you know, where the channel starts to change, we won't have Mr. Edwards' problem with, you know, if the channel changes, it should have something in the lease that we lease out to say, if the channel changes, then you've got to accommodate the channel change. And so we won't run into Mr. Edwards' kind of situation anymore. So the question to you is, if we put those kind of conditions in the lease, do we have to re-advertise that?
Well, I'll defer to Matt, but I believe that we can't put conditions on leases.
Yeah, I mean, all the only conditions on a lease are found in code. We don't have any authority to go above and beyond those. Because, I mean, there's a statute that specifically says that, you know, the right of a person is, or a right of a lessee is guaranteed subject to these enumerated things. And I just don't see that we have any authority to add to that list by regulation or anything else, frankly.
And just a little quick history you may or may not want, because I'm a dinosaur and I've been here forever. I was here when we were processing that old Lynn Haven River channel that goes all the way up the Eastern Branch. And we worked extensively with the leaseholders at that time and the city to get signed releases from the leasehold, because at that time some of that channel went right through a lot of leases to the east of this, that they would not object to any future dredging of that channel. Now, since then, some of those leases are gone, and we've honored that channel and not leased it, but, you know, we went through a real effort at that point. I don't think where Mr. Edwards' lease is, and it's not germane to this case, but the area that they would still need to dredge, I think, is outside of his lease, probably. But the natural water right now, the deep water does move through his lease. That has changed over the years.
Let's work this back to Mr. Sanford's application.
Yep. But we are recommending approval of this. This has no channel impacts here. It's around these islands, and we are recommending approval. We do have some other leases in guts similar to this to the west. So.
Questions? Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stack. Mr. Sanford, please come forward. Let me swear you in, because it's what I got to do. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Mark Sanford. Basically, I need the lease. I can first of all say I'm not going to object to anybody dredging across any of my leases, period, in the city of Virginia Beach, because I feel like the homeowners do have the right to go, I mean, leave their house, period, plain and simple. This lease in particular, you asked why Mr. Meekins didn't go all the way to the island. Basically, it was a straight line. This island is a rodent. I mean, that's why I waited so long, because I saw it. I'm up there every single day. I've been there for 40 years. I know what goes on there. I need the bottom. There's no bottom left. You've got a good wild strike. I plan on putting a shell there, like I've been putting. You know, and that's all I really have to say.
Any questions from the commission?
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
How's the speckled trout fishing up in there?
Great. They actually are not in those guts. I've got a lease on the other side where I have cages. Cast right to my cages. All right. You'll catch all you want. There's actually...
My next question was, you're going to yell at me if I was fishing there. But
I encourage it, you know. I like seeing people catch fish.
Thank you. My question's answered.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Sanford.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Is anybody interested in testifying on this application, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion?
I guess I have one comment. Of all these leases we go through, this is probably the least problematic one I've seen. I just don't see any problems with this one at all. No navigable, you know, there's not going to be water skiing there. I mean, this one is about as clean a lease as I can remember.
Yes, but I'll also note that a 30-point lease requires a lot of staff effort here to make sure it's all right. So, from one... taken from one and giveth to another, there's benefits and drawbacks all. All right, so we have a motion. We have a second to approve as per the staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.